So the first two days we did the Chametz Noksha, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we mentioned the Mishnah Tuf Mem Beis Os Hey. He says that when a machaber aval davar sheyesh ba teruvas chametz ve'eroy lachilu mutares l'kama b'pesach. So the Mishmer says, "For lo gaz vina dum asal mechel kivishen eroy lachilu." Klal. Ma she'ena ken chametz nuksha, the roy lachilu ktsas. Asal hashem. So the question is, what does roy lachilu ktsas mean? What is ktsas? Okay. Funny, because later you have in Tufman Zion the Bar Eitev says simply that it's lo chazir achilo. Because we paskin that what? That we paskin that chametz shavuot v'pesach nuksha is chametz nuksha shafil b'ini en osu b'ano achar pesach. Why? So he says, "Sherelo avra by your amenatara." It's mutabana avra bachilo also emu beine. Amogan avram kafs lachilo bachilo sheri. Vad noga banam shem lachamis nuk shem lachaz lachilo. Okay. So the question is, I mean, what is chamis nuk shem lachaz lachilo? What is this? And also the question is, why don't I say here like in Kol Torah Kula? Really, yeah. Why do I have a different criterion of Nisim Achilas HaKelef? Okay. And the question basically is, what's the definition? Why do we have Chametz Nuksha? What's the whole meaning of Chametz Nuksha? Why don't we treat it like we can call Torah Kula? Okay. So we went to the Gemara Pesachim, right? Gemara in Pesachim. Have an extra Pesachim, Joel.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. But anyways, meantime, let's do Mem Gimel Ma'arof. Man Tana, the Chomets Dovin Gomer Al Yedei Taruvus, the Nukshu Be'enei Belaf. And that's the Tana of our Mishnah. Right?
Yeah.
Am Rav Yudama Rav Rav Meirhi. So if Yudah says, Rav Meir, Desanya, Siyo Yisarif, V'nosno L'kalbo, V'ochlo Barboyim, Hagu Fakasha, Amritzi Yisarif, Amas Bano, V'honi, V'adatari, V'nosno L'kalbo, Amamut Bano, Hachikama, Siyo Yisarif, Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah, V'nosnof le'kabod Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, and it's mutabano. Va'ochlo ba'boyim ma'son Rav Meir. Okay, so Rashi explains all this. Without Rashi, I don't think we get the far. Yeah. So what does Rashi say? Man tana damas nisim disle chomis dogen gomo shenis arb min acher, ve'eno benen sheni muach. Who's the one that holds it that if it's not Be'en, it's Nimuach, Yechayev, Ina Michamesh Nuksha Rav, Isa Be'enei, or if you have it Be'en, but it's Nuksha, it's Rav, Muzhar Nalachi Lasso, Bolav, Dikhtani Masnissim, Kutachabav, Vesheikh Amodi, Chamesh Dog, and Gomor, Elishan, and Sarab, and Davaracha. So it lost its Be'en. The Tachshit, the Noshim, Be'enehu, Avol Nukshu, Be'enehu Elachilu, K'tani Bazar, Avolim Balav. So you have a Balav if it's not Be'en. And it's what? It's Ayedei Taruvus. And it's not Be'en, and it's Nisarif, so it's not Be'en. And you have a Balav if it's Be'en, but it's Enehu Elachilu, it's Nukshu. So Yomar says, Rav Meir, Siyor shalonis chametz kol tzarko. What is the definition of the word siyor? It means lonis chametz kol tzarko. Doesn't mean nuksha. It means lonis chametz kol tzarko. Siyor pligib masnisa rab meir kare siyor es chachsifu parav. Because there's three stages. First is chachsifu parav. then it's kanech hagavim.
Right.
And then it's kanech hagavim urabim zeh bezeh. Three levels. Okay. So, Reb Meir says that Siyar is what? Is a chsif upon it. Vezeh otchila schimutso. And that's the beginning of the schimutso. It's not mischametz legamri. Rabbi Yehuda v'siyur shehischil yisadei kvar stuck in dak in kekane chagavim echol v'kan v'echol v'kan avol shechsifu panav Rabbi Yehuda matzei according to Rabbi Yehuda chsifu panav it's still matzei, still little chametz. Okay. Yeah. Rabbi Meir kane chagavim chametz gomor according to Rabbi Meir as soon as it has kane chagavim so it's chametz gomor. Yisareif l'Rabbi Yehuda. Yisareif l'Asbana Sidra Meirich Yichsivapan l'Rabbi Yehuda and Sidra Meirich Yichsivapan Yisareif l'Rameir Sidra Rabbi Yehuda Yisareif l'Rabbi Yehuda V'seifa Diktoni V'nos Nothnei Kalbo Alibid Rabbi Yehuda Kamar Alei Vasir the Reb Meir koy, vaochlo bar boim asan Reb Meir, klamo Reb Meir ochel vasir zeh. Shreb Yehuda mater banah. So figures our boim. Okay, so how does the brisa go? So in other words, the brisa first is speaking about the each one's definition of seer. According to Reb Meir, it's a seer upon of according to Reb Yehuda, it's kind of shiro. Okay. Then it takes up Reb Meir's seer. And it says, of course, because Reb Yehuda is different. Well, when we get to Chum, we'll see Reb Yehuda is totally different. So, according to Reb Meir, so the first part of the Mishnah is explaining seer according to either one. That's seer Yisarif. Then the Mishnah takes up Reb Meir's seer, which is a chsif upanav. And it says, according to Reb Yehuda first, it takes up Reb Meir's Siyar. And it says, Nos Nothnei Kalbo. Then it goes back, and what does Reb Meir hold about his Siyar?
Malchus.
Okay. So the second part of the Brisa is the Siyar, the Reb Meir, how Reb Yehuda, what Reb Yehuda maintains the Siyar, the Reb Meir. That's Mutabana. And according to Reb Meir, what is the Siyar, the Reb Meir? Is a sophic is one. Okay? Where am I up to here?
Alma?
Alma
Shemin Ler Meir?
Yeah, Alma Shemin Ler Meir, the Isle Chod, the Mahanatarti, the Mahasin, the Kaoma Nukshabain, and Boaf, Kigon Siyo, the Nukshu, the Inner Royal Achila, Hovich Mitzas. The logoma. So therefore, it's what? It's nuksha. And nuksha is balaf. Ulahachmitzi says acheros kisor, but it doesn't have the status of so'or to be machayev karas, nami lochosi. Ukama balaf. So it's not so'or. And it's Nuksha, it's not Chametz Gomor, and it's Balav. The Kolshkin Chametz Gomor De Teruvus was just lacking the Ban. The Kisav Rav Yudal De Teruvus Chomer Menuksha Ban. So Rav Yehuda maintains that what? That Rav Yehuda maintains, not Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda maintains. Rav Yehuda maintains that since the Tana, the Mishnah holds that Nuksha is what? Is Balav, so Kol Shekin Chomitz Gomor and Deterus, the Kesav Rav Yehuda, Deterus Chomitz Gomor and Nuksha Ben. V'hai lav denok shenaf glen mikol mach matzis lo sechel kol ribuy kilo kamon. Okay, so it's a ribuy. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. The Sanya al Chametz Dag and Gamor on Ashkaris. Ale Ruvo Balav Devi Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So where it misses the Ben, it's lacking in the Ben, so he's over Malkus. V'shamin le'li Rabbi Eliezer Dama Chametz Gamor al Yedei Teruvus Balav. The kol shkin nuksha b'enei, right? Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, my time alone with Rav Yehuda. Why didn't Rav Yehuda shot that nuksha and kavachoma iruv? Amalach b'ma akam akamar Rav Meir hasam el nuksha b'enei, because it's b'en. Avol chametz dagan gamar detervus lo. And Rav Yehuda maintains that what? That you know, nukshe b'ni kolshki chametz gomor. And Rav Nachman maintains that if you know nukshe, you don't know chametz gomor, but vice versa. For Rav Yehuda, my time, alo amak Rav Nachman, amalach lo, ad kama kam Rav Loza asim ala chametz dogon gomor de terurus is chayev, ala nukshe b'ni lo amak. Okay? So it sounds like svaras afuchas. That's a classical case of Svarza Fuchas. One person learns the Nuksha Kavachoma Teruvus, and the other person learns just the opposite, Teruvus and Kolski and Nuksha. Right? So it's Svarza Fuchas. So we wanted to answer this question. Right? First of all, what's the Kavachoma? Because one thing has no Shechas to the other. And secondly, how do you get away with the kasha? What seems to the kasha? As far as the focus. So what we said was, the first premise we said was that chametz is different than kol isurei Torah. Because kol isurei Torah, the Torah is just mabra machalas asuros, like a vela, chazer. Any other animal is not kosher. Fishes are not kosher. So the Torah is marba my cholas asuras. But over here, this isn't in the same parasha of ribu my cholas asuras, because it's not asur except during the week of Pesach. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So what's the nature of the yisur? So the nature of the yisur chometz is different than my cholas asuras. It's because the yisur chometz is a tarted asasri to the chag. That was our first premise. It's a different osir. Okay? Okay, so now what do we say next? Yeah. Alright. Hold on. So we said like this, that according to Rav Yehuda, the isser of chometz follows the system of mechalas asuros. And it's only where the ochel, the gavra is ochel something, that's royal achila, that's when he's over. Okay? Now the Torah is marbawat, nuksha, that's a ribui, like Rashi says, that's a ribui, so the Torah is marba, even what? Even a davar, sheyesh bo chalos shem isa, achila, sheyesh bo chalos shem achila. Okay, that's a tati de sasa to the chag. Even if it only has a chalashem achilo, but it's not really achilo aruya. Right? So therefore he says, if that's a tati de sasa to the chag, so kal vachomer and achilo aruya, and you're only missing the ben.
By
Torah,
you're doing that?
Yeah. Okay. In other words, if a chaleshem achila alone is a tata de sasri to the chag, so kol shekain and achila shel chametz, where the achila is a good achila, the only thing is it's lacking in the be'en, it's certainly a tata de sasri to the chag. Okay? chometz that is nukcha. That's ain of ril achila only lekelef. Even though it's not aser and shari surim, but it still has a chale shame achila.
I mean, because it's ril lekelef.
Yes. It still has a chale shame achila, but it's not.
It's not food, but it's edible.
That's correct. So the Torah says that all you need to ask is the chale shame achila, correct? Okay, hold on a second. Tanar bana pas she ifsha the run is on the few gimel base. Tanar bana pas she ifsha the nitzla meelecho l'adam niskalkula beifusha mimaychal adam. The tamatumus ochlim the calls man she royal kelev lo pokatoras ochlim ine. Say lo pokatoras ochlim ine. So it still has a shem ochol. And therefore, if you eat it, it has a shem ma'isa achila. Okay, that's the way we're learning. It's already right for the run, okay?
So you mean the shem ma'icha is not ma'icha adam, it's just even ma'icha behema other than ma'icha?
Has a shem ma'icha.
That's what
Rashi says. Well, poka tar sachal me. Where's Rashi?
In the name of it.
Good, in the name of it.
Like the Rashi, about 10 lines up from the bottom, the Tama Tomas Ochlam in the middle of the line?
Yes. The Koz Manshi, yes, it's Rashi, right, Rashi. Koz Manshi, Lekel, Pokatoras Ochlam, yeah, Rashi says it too, definitely on the name of the base. So since it's Pokatoras Ochlam, so if he eats it, so it has a Shem, Maisachila.
Right.
Has a Shem, even though it's not Achila Ril Adam, but as a shem ma'is achila, but lacks in ma'is achilas adam. So if you say that it, as long as it has a shem ma'is achila, you're over. It's tatev sasher tibachag. Even though it's not achila, even though it lacks in the din achilas adam. So kal v'chomer where it's not a be'en, but it has a shem achila. Kal v'chomer it's tatev sasher tibachag.
Because it's certainly a ma'is achila.
And certainly ma'is achila. That's correct. That's whom?
Rav
Yehuda. What does Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman holds that what? That Rav Nachman takes it as a double pashit, that the Shem Achila is a tatu sasher to the chag.
Right.
Okay? So therefore he maintains that if you have the Shem Achila is a tatu sasher to the chag. So if you have chametz al yidei taruvus, where you're lacking in the be'en, kol shkein nukshu, we have the be'en. Okay? But if I know nukshu, where you have the be'en, I don't know what?
Taruvus.
I don't know taruvus. So he's saying, he's taking it as a double poshet, that the tati desasi to the chag is the shame achila. So therefore, if I say taruvus, so if I say nukshe, so I don't know taruvus. With nukshe as a shem achila, you have a ben. But if I say what? I say taruvus, where you don't have the ben, kolshke nukshe, we have the ben. Right? Because he maintains that the shem achila is the very tata desasher to the chag. That's the essential tata desasa, the shem achila.
Does he need a limud for nuksha, or he just would know it? Why does he need a kala chomer for nuksha then?
So why? That's why. So if you have taruvus, so kala chomer for nuksha.
Why do you need a?
It's a reflection on the shita. In other words, that since he holds taruvus, he doesn't have to even mention nuksha. Not that he learns it after a kala chomer.
He doesn't need a limud for.
No. But we know that he holds that way because he says taruvus.
Right.
Not a ban.
But
still. Shem achila.
You must not ban the shem, right?
So, kal v'chomer, where it's a ban. You shouldn't think that if it's nimuach, it doesn't have a shem achila.
Still a shem achila.
That's right. But certainly he knows. So So it's not a limud of a kalacham. It's from him, I know this, like you said, it's a shita.
That's kosher canis.
In other words, the question is, do you need a ribui for the fact that the shema achila is a tata disaster? That really, in essence, it's not a tata disaster, but yeah, you have a ribui for it. That even this much is a tata disaster. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So that's Rav Yehuda. But if even this much is a tata disaster, Kolshkein, where it's just nimuach. Once I had the ribui of chametz. That's what Rashi says. Where's the ribui of... He needs a ribui for what? For nuksha. Rashi says, So it's a ribui to teach you that one, that's quite Rav Yehuda to teach you this ribui that even though intrinsically it shouldn't be, but since it's related to it, it's a maisachila, so therefore it's the ribui tells you that too is a tata disaster. Even the shame maisachim. Right? Mm-hmm. But according to Rav Nachman, you don't need a ribui for that because he assumes it as given that it's the shame achila that's a tata disaster and it's not doma to machoros asuros. So the only question he has is if it's nimuach. Do I say if it's nimuach, it has a shem achila even in the state of nimuach? So he has a ribui for that. But if you marba even nimuach, certainly you're going to be marba what? Nuksha. So the machlokas is, what is the essentialist? Is the essentialist where it's achilas adam? And the ribui is that the tata disaster is extended to nuksha, so then kolshkein oidei teruvus. But if you hold that the essential issa is in the shem achila, and the muach is a question of whether it's included in the shem achila, so you marba nimuach, then kolshkein chametz nuksha. Because he holds that the essential is that you don't need a ribui for that. Because that's the very issa. But you need a ribui for nimuach, because maybe that's not what? A shem achila. Because it's nimuach. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And if you just hold to it, and you build upon it. Hold
it to it. In other words, why, according to Rav Nachman, don't you get taras?
For
nuksha. For nuksha. So the answer is, that's halacha in onshin. Good. That's halacha in onshin. Because he didn't enjoy it in the regular way, so he has less of an onish. But in terms of Isser, it's just as strong, it's just as much a tata disaster as the chag. Okay? So he does learn that from Taruvus, according to Rav Nachman. But what does he learn that from Taruvus? That if chametz oide Taruvus is belav, so kolshke nuksha is belav.
Continue it more.
What? Because he's in the basic violation is the shem achila. But if you wouldn't have taruvus, you might say nuksha is below klum, even though it would be asa, but you wouldn't say it's belav. Right. Because you would say it's asa because of the tata of the sasa to the chag. That he knows automatically. So it would definitely be usher. But from Taruvus he learns that what? That you chayev the onshin of Malkus. So kolshkein by nuksha, you chayev the onshin of Malkus. And that's what the Rif says, but the Chachamim hold, even though they hold the low klum, they don't hold its mutter. Because they maintain as well that the Shem Achi was a tata disaster to the chayev. You know what I mean?
Which chacham is
it's below klum, but he holds, but it's still a tata disaster to the chag, the muach.
The muach would still be asa.
Still be asa.
What klum is no malchus?
Right, no malchus.
Okay.
But if Rabbi Eliezer maintains the Yechayev Malkus over there, so Kol Shkin by Nuksha, where he's in, was an essential Tatis Asher to the Chai. The only thing is that he wasn't
enjoying it.
He didn't enjoy it.
So he doesn't get cursed.
Right. Just a second. That Nimuach, I would not know, is a Tatis Asher to the Chai.
Right.
Because it's lacking in the quality of the Ben.
Right.
So the Torah's Marba know that even though it's lacking in the quality of a Ben, it's still a Tata Desasra to the Chag. That's the Ribli.
Kol Shekein.
So Kol Shekein, where it's a Ben, it certainly is a Tata Desasra to the Chag.
Right.
So Yechayev Malkus for the Tata Desasra. It's an extra lead. I'm going back on what we said before. Forget about the chi of the onshi.
Okay.
But the thing is that you're saying that nimuach shouldn't be a tata sasha because it's nimuach, so it's near a lion, not like chametz. So kamash malan know that it's still a tata that you chay because it's a tata sasha to the chag anyway. It's tata sasha to the chag. But Kolshkin a ban. Okay.
And the other way of
saying, I learned out that it goes by the Tati Sasha to the Chag from Taurus.
You wouldn't have said that. If you just had regular comments with Kars, you wouldn't have said that.
You wouldn't have said.
Well, maybe it's other Surah. What is it? It's really on the Hal Surahs, and that's why Taurus. Like reviewers hold it.
Because it's not Nirava Ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag, because it's Nimuach.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore we say, if we say when it's not Nirava Ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag, Yechayev, so Kol Shekein Nuksha, where it's Nirava Ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the difficulty? Where it's not Nirava Ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag, Yechayev.
Mm-hmm.
So Kol Shekein, where it's near a line that is attached to the Sasser to the Chag, he's going to have to hold his Chayef.
Cool.
So then you're going to ask me, why not Chayef Karas?
Right.
So that has to do with the fact that the Gavra wasn't an Enna.
So then why do you get Malkus to say if he wasn't an Enna? For sure it's a Lav. We always knew it was a Lav. So what's the Kol Shekein about the Malkus?
Yeah, the Lav comes from the regular Lav of...
No, because why you have Malkus on Nimuach?
Right.
On Nimuach, even though it's not Nira La'ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag, you still have Malkus.
What's
the regular Lav, no?
That's regular Lav, right.
And Nuksha, Lav of Nuksha is from the regular Lav.
And Lav of Nuksha is that even though it's, then you definitely should be Chag over there because it's Nira La'ayin as a Tata Desasra to the Chag.
It's just regular Lav.
It's a regular Lav of Chametz. Nuksha, according to him, would come from the regular Lav.
Right.
But you're saying that the only... You think that this is the primary formulation
right.
of
this? Right.
Right.
If
you have the next
Rav Nachman is saying that what? That's a bigger tie to the Sasri. If the Chometz is not nearest lion, so it's lacking in essentially in being a tie to the Sasri to the Chai. But since we say there is Chometz, it has a Shem Chometz, so the Shem Chometz, in abstract, creates a Tata Desasra to the Chag.
Mm-hmm.
So Kal Vachomer by Nuksha, where the Chefetz is definitely a Tata Desasra to the Chag. It's just as Maisa, the Asiya is lacking, because it's not really an Ochel.
Right.
So, but the Shem Chometz is definitely there. So then I definitely would say that it's a Tata Desasra to the Chag.
Right.
Since the Tatis Asher
because if the Cheft is lacking, that's worse. Right. Over here, just the way he's doing it, you might say it's not a Tatis Asher, but if you say that if the thing is lacking completely and it's just the abstraction of Chometz, so certainly over here, in abstract, it's a Tatis Asher to the Chag.
Right.
Okay, we'll leave it that way.
The real Tatis,
which is a complete abstraction, is Tatis Asher. Kal Vachomer, where there's an actual Asiya.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was real chametz,
Right.
So the tassash, so to speak.
There's a chal Hashem over here, there certainly is a chal Hashem over there.
Right. There you go.
Okay, so nutra is where you have Hashem ma'is achila. We have Hashem ma'is achila, so then we say that it's merely Hashem ma'is achila. That's a tattoo of sasri to the chag, so then you're over nutra. Who passed like a Mary was, right? You want to accept that, Rav Nachman?
Right.
It's like a mayor. So you don't have to worry about Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda, That what? That it's a, that the Nukshe, that really it's like Mechalas Asuras. But the Nukshe is, the Rebbe of Nukshe is because it has a Shem Achila. And a Shem Achila is a Tata Nisasu to the Chag, so that's why it's a Rebbe. Says that same word sas, we don't have to have that anymore. It's really a yoroi, but it's a shem ma'is achila, and the shem ma'is achila is a tati sas v'telacha. Okay, and that's why you're over. Okay, at least we got the fun. Okay, good.